Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans attended this year's Zim Expo last weekend in Chicago, where some business people said they managed to strike lucrative deals with their counterparts in USA and Zimbabwe.
Zim Expo, which is an annual business and social networking event held annually in the USA, featured a business dinner, Miss Zimbabwe USA, a clash of the DJs, and soccer matches. Apart from that, business people exhibited various goods.
Some Zimbabweans were happy that they managed to process passports and birth certificates. Representatives of the Zimbabwe Embassy were a big hit at the event.
The event also featured rising dancehall music star Jazz Signal and Afropop singer Cindy Munyabi. Organizers of the event hope that they will hold a big and better show next year. No venue has been determined.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, Jonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Yeah.
Yeah, ndakanzwa kuti wanga uri ku Zim Expo.
Yeah,
kati mbona. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wakaona here President Obama?
Bengumdingile kodwa ngidinge ngamswe.
Abana kuya ku Zim Expo.
Ndanzwa kuti uphenduke eminyango so
what. Uma kapesana pesana.
Yeah.
Ndizozo.
Ubose ngambona nje.
Nokuti wakanga uri mushamawo chaimo.
Kujalo mfowethu, kujalo.
Ndizozo ke.
Yes, so ke kunjalo Jonga. Eh, zvirukanda pa so namhlanje sikhuluma ngombukiso we Zim Expo okati kuona konapa eChicago kwele Melika. Ngambile ke sibili ku Zim Expo bekunenge okati kukona ngale. Bekulo Miss Zimbabwe USA lapho kunqobe khona untombazana okuthiwa ke ngwako Jack. Untombazana lo unothando. Ukhanya silutshengise ukudlabanya sibili kunyomangalisayo. Kuzobuya ke i Clash of the DJs asumculo okati cha khona ngale bekufiwa sibili. Kuzobuya njalo le business dinner lapha kade abantu besidla bekholisa ngapha bekhuluma ngezamabhizimusi. Ngaphandle kwalokho bekunjalo kule inguqu phela. Umdlalo wenguqu abantu bawuthandekazelela kakhulu. So bekudlalwa khona ngale kunzima sibili. Nxa sesikhangela okunye okade kukhona bekulabantu abavela esikolweni seMelika akade belungisela labo abafuna ukuba lama-passport, labo abafuna ukuba lama-birth certificates, lento ezinjalo. Uyaqhubekela phambili ngomnyaka ozayo umbukiso lo weZim Expo, kodwa akwaziwa ukuthi uyabonga phakwakhona. Sibonile njalo kade kulo Jazz Signal lo ohlabelayo sibili. Uhlabela ingoma yakhe enye ithize kuzobuye lo Afropop singer uSindi Munyabi bebekhona ngale sibili. Hayi, bekungani bekukuhle kakhulu Jonga.
Hayiwe ndizozo. Manzwa kubva kuna Gibbs Dube, mutori wedu enawo akanga ari kuZim Expo achitsanangura zvakatora nzvimbo. Hanzi aiwa kwaa kune mavhu nemarara evanhu vakanga variko ikoko vaibva matunhu akasiyana-siyana emuno muAmerica nekuCanada nevamwewo vanenge vakabvawo kunyika dzimwe dzakaita sekunana United Kingdom vachiuya kunotandara kuZim Expo. Zim Expo mukana unopiwa vana veZimbabwe neshamwari dzavo dziri muno nevanoronga mutambo iwe kuti vange vachisangana pamwe chetewo nokuita zvemabhizimusi kutengeserana nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ataura Gibbs kuti gore rino vazhinji vakanakidzwa zvikuru nekuvepo kwevamiriri vemuzinda weZimbabwe muno muAmerica vaikwanisa kunge vachipa vanhu mukana wekutora mabirth certificate nemapassport, magwara ekufambisa nemagwara ekuberekwa waibva wangozviitirwa ipapo. Ndofunga wanga usingabva wapiwa birth certificate ipapo waingofila kufila mafomu.
Yeah, kufila mafomu mbao sewe tumezele Zimbabwe. Okwenza kuti uyapatali mali, unapatali mali ya nkona, so siti kuluma umuntu esi unatumezele kona.
Okay.
Tapu tumutula tola.
Anazutura kumusha.
Uza tata wese hambisa kuna ngale kwa msiteli.
Ndizo.
Ye, kwa msiteli kesebe lungisa. Panga lungisa, sekubisa peking hapa. Sutu nyezo la esilopo
sana. Yozo, tumirwa. Yeah. Uongo ndizo, so anzimai kwanza kupiwa mkana kufila mafomu, ni kubadara marizenyu, so tumirwa kumusha. Imi moronga muna, anenga ajizo nukufambisira ima pepe ya unakuno tora, so zosko wakuno, so zutumirwa kwa uri. E, kana kuti, alikumusha ye, kana atora ye, unofu wangu zutumirwa ye kuno. Ndo ma opportunities akauiswa ene zime expo kuitawo vaishambadza kana kuregedza zvinhu zvavo zvavainazvo zvingava zvemabhizimusi zvingava zvigadzirwa ndezvimwe zvaitwa mukana wekuti vemabhizimusi vaibva wangu wanawo mukana wekushambadza kuti ndinoita chakati ndinoita chakati ndinoita chakati vachisangana nevari muno muAmerica nevamwe vakanga vabva kuZimbabwe pakaitawo zvakare mumhanzi pane mukomana wechidiki ari kusimukira just signal yani kambuka kanidiwa na Gibbs Sterick ne mumwe anonzi Sindi Munyavi ndevamwe vaimbi vekuZimbabwe vakanga vachitandadza vanhu zvapera izvozvo kwakave ne Highlanders yemuno
yeah.
muAmerica
ne
Dynamos yemuno muAmerica
bekupfiwa
nabvu
ya yeah. Hai pola na pala milichawa sivili.
Anokuti kuwa nwemu Afrika kashinji. Mungafara Sterick asikana musina
kuti ta bora. Hai kona.
Zvakafanani. Za time boy uno tishita tiri vadiki. Kuma makoredu
ya
tetaura kutirini tiri vadiki. Mukaenda kumuchato waitwa pachikoro. Mukabva musina kudya keke. Amunoenda kumuchato.
Kanti yabota.
Yeah. So kana musina kuita bora.
Hakuna
chinhu.
Enda vafana vangona vanya basi ma college. Omunye wabute ufuna kudlala sivili Super League.
Super League.
Ya
pane mumwe ari kutamba akabva zvakare kuZimbabwe mwana weZimbabwe ari munhu ari kutambira Maryland University of Maryland. Ya anotamba iyi.
Madlala vafana la.
Anotamba.
Yeah.
So saka ndo mumwe mikana yakanga iri koyo Gibbs saka ndo tatoda kuti nasi tinge tichikurukura nezvazvo kuti mikana yakadai munoona ichibatsira zvakadii. Uye weimi mezvi zvamungati dai zvawedzerwa kana kugadziriswa. Tichange tichikupai kano yekuti vari nevari kuronga Zime Expo iwao tinenge tinawo pano nevamwe vairatidza zvinhu zvavo pa Zime Expo yegore rino.
Yeah, kunjalo we've got videos of some of the people that attended Zime Expo. Let's see what they were up to there.
This is Ngosana Ngomo. I'm DJ Danger Vibes. Don't even put the DJ in front. I'm just Danger Vibes. I'm a DJ and audio engineer in Atlanta, Georgia. You can catch me at Evan Gotti most weekends. I won second place. I thought I was going to win, but they beat me fair and square on that one. So, yeah. Make sure to check me out. Danger Vibes at Danger Vibes, VYBZ. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. That's it, really.
That is new. Starambezi mnyara zichas ndiri kufara kuti ndawana pasipoti yangu nhasi ndabatsirwa nevanhu vembasi yeku Washington DC vandibatsirawo kuti ndirinyore pasipoti yangu. The process was very good, welcoming and everything. I'd like to thank for the support and everything, ne assistance and appeal. I think vanhu vese vari kufara ne assistance, we just want kuti
my name is Timisani Prince Munyu. I'm the VP of Marketing, Vice President of Marketing for CargoLink International. And I'm here at the Zimbabwean Expo to promote our business. We are shipping all different kinds of things to Zimbabwe. Right now we have a special deal, $100 off until May 31st for drums and wardrobe boxes. And our goal is to try to support all Zimbabwean businesses by creating a bridge that allows people to distribute or send stuff to Zimbabwe. We have a website, Cargo. If you want to get a hold of us, just go to our website, CargoLink International, CargoLinkInternational.com. That's CargoLinkInternational.com. And also, you can just call us at 978-726-8010.
Dr. Gadziro Vice Chair Lady MDC North America. Diri pano pa Chicago takamirira bato redu re MDC indakamirira kunyanya kumadzimai. Isu tine hurongwa hwekuti titsvage rubatsiro tibatsire vana vari kuZimbabwe panyaya dzemafizi nemadzimai anotambura. Saka tine shoe drive yatiri kuita yokuti vane shangu dzavo dzavasisade dzevakuru dzavadiki dzevarume dzemadzimai tiri kudzitora tozodzindisa ku recycling mari inobuda ipapo yose inonanga ku Zimbabwe kunobatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe panyaya dzefees nezvimwe zvinonetsa muupenyu tinotenda muchatitsigira kana vanenge vaine shangu dzavo matunhu ese vanokwanisa kundibata pa 347-208-7244 tozova director kune vanouya vachitora shangu pamba pavo tatenda ende tinovimba muchatitsigira.
So, Choga, those are some of the people who actually attended Zim Expo, and there were so many of them that were excited about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, kuna mpanake sibonile abantu chonga bekuluma ngabakwenzayo, sibonile abe MTC kuzobuya ke abanye ke abachiyeneyo. So ke bebetshengisela nje ababuye ukuthi baze bayakwenza khona
kuti chicha vari kuita ndizvo zvotaona pana mukoma vataura kuti vakafadzwa zvikuru nokuti vakwanisa kurenyuwa passport yavo. Unenge wadimurirwa rwendo rwekuti unge uchienda kuZimbabwe kunorenyuwa.
Wakungofitira lapa Washington kuti nxa usenda unza Chicago uya flyer
unita accommodation ku Chicago uya kuno saka wakungozviitira panzvimbo. Ndofunga idanho rakanaka. Tinoimba kuti iwe vembasa havangomirira zvinhu zvakaita seZim Expo. Vanofanira kunge vachingotaurira vanhu kuti musi wakati, mwedzi wakati, tinenge tiri mudunhu rakati, vanhu huyai mutione ipapo, vobva voenda kune rimwe nzvimbo. Ndofunga zvinoreruka.
That's right.
Yes.
And we also have some more people that said a lot of things. So let's have another video of the people talking. Yes.
Ngajabulisa ukubona abantu bakithi ekhaya abavele eZimbabwe behlangene kangaka bedlala inguqwe nje. Ngibone ngani standard sibili is very high for ama team esocial angasolana competitive. Ngibone ngani nxa bengaqhuba bakhule baye yi-team engaba yi-team yebhola sibili ezizwayo. Ngiyabonga.
Wena ngusomabhizimusi, so uthe ufika lapha ubone njani kodwa umbukiso lo?
Ngazi ngijabulile kakhulu bengakhangelanga ukuthi ngizahlangana lento enje. Ngithe ngifika lapha mina bengivakatshile ngingalandanga exactly iZimbabwe Business Expo, but ngithe ngisizwa ngayo ngajabula kakhulu ukuthi ngifike ngesikhathi esi-right. Ngihlangane labantu abaningi kakhulu, ngabona ukuthi abantu abalapha ngabana abantu abalemqondo abafuna ukuthi ngabe iZimbabwe yathuthuka. Balama-ideas amaningi kulama-business amaningi engiwabonileyo. Ngithabile ukuthi ngizuzile ama contacts ukuthi engxenye lami inqambuyele ekhaya zake ngikhulume laba 102 bangcedise kuyami business ye pharmaceutical wholesaling, and mbona baningi kakhulu abantu bakhona balama various and different business models abalawo, and nxa singawathatha sibancedi sibangenise ekhaya mbona ngani ungasinceda kakhulu.
Yeah, so nxa ukhangela kodwa ukuhlangana kwabo abantu sibili besibezihlanganela nje ukhanya sibili into ethakazelelwa ngabana abantu abaningi. So wena ubona ngani kodwa kuyanceda yini khona ukuthi bakwenze hlala kunjalo?
Ngibona ngani kuyabanceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu abangapha abangekho ekhaya bahlangane bakhumbuzane ngalapho abavela khona, babone ukuthi bengancedisa njani ukuthi kabakhohlwanga lanxa belapha bebuye ngemsebenzi abanye bebuye ndlela ezijeneyo kodwa kukhanya bayakhumbula lapho abavela khona. So kuyathokozisa ukubana amaZimbabweans ayayithanda iZimbabwe njalo bayifisela into enhle. So yikho ngibona bengani ba okubenza bahlangane ngizwe ngani nxa ngulalele injongo yangikhona ukubana ekugcineni bengahlanganisa imingqondo yabo ngamabhizinisi abalayo lama attributes abalawo bengancedisa eZimbabwe. Mbonani kuhle kakhulu, and the atmosphere nje is very inhle kakhulu, bakhanya abantu bayakholisa bathakazelana ukuthi bavele ezindaweni ezijeneyo kuma-states ajeneyo and sebehlangene bangamaZimbabwe and bayakhulisana.
Ye, so phosela ukugcina apa basibali.
Ngithabile kakhulu ukuhlangana lo mngane wami okuthiwa ngo-Gibbs Dube. Gibbs Dube, ngiyakubonga, phakamisa iflag yeZimbabwe kakhulu, umsebenzi owenza ngiyawuthabela kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke John.
Ndiri pangu ndimakadi.
Tiripo munonzi Gogwani.
Munonzi Gogwani Kairo.
Nekairo mauya kuzovingei pano?
Ndauya kuzoona zviri kuitwa panapa.
Maona chii?
Ndiri kungoonawo vanhu vari kungofara. Passport office iri panapa.
Imi magwaro enyu anga aripo?
Aiwa magwaro ndinawo. Ndaona vanhu vakawanda vekumusha, ndiri kufara zvekuti.
Waona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport?
Ndaona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport, vachitowana mapepa wekuti passport dzavo dzibude.
Kumusha kuti utore passport asi nedzizvo? zvinogone tsambisha namishana but zvinofamba
ah zvinofamba but kuno kundaona kuti hazvisikunetsa
ehe
kuna kidza chaizvo kupara eh
ya so zvitaurira vanhu kuti imimi kumusha murubva kupi
ndinobva kuruwa aindiro kwazisai vanhu mese kumusha kuruwa inini kuno aiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba ndiri kufara zvekuti ndaonawo hama dzekumusha ndaona vana vekumusha tichitaura chekumusha nhasi tiri kufara zvekuti
kuti ngikhulume isindevele but niyadopa topa vele mina ngivele emashonaland asi ngihlale ematebeleland well iland debele grade 1 and 2 so ngiyadopa and I used to work in Plumtree Town for 3 years so yeah I wanted to say something in Kalanga. Eh, Mabuyani, Mujani. Okay, ndoleleka kwazukwazo. Well, I miss you, my Matavela and people. You guys are great. Keep the love going. I love you. Stay blessed.
So now, Chonga, those are some of the people that we actually attending. Very happy people there. Eh?
That's true.
And with Mr. John Fett Spanda. John Fett is a business person. He's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So he was saying that he got some people that he worked to and he's likely to make a follow-up and maybe strike some lucrative deals because he says, you know, the situation at home is not all that good, but he will try to make that kind of a follow-up and maybe have his business running on top gear. And then we had Coco in Cairo. She was a very happy woman there. And she was saying that it's good to eat mfushwa. It's good to eat some traditional foods. That's right. Exactly.
And speaking,
I understand. So it was really a blessing to meet here. And
Yes.
You know, despite being here in the diaspora, I mean, naturally, you are a Zimbabwean. And there's nothing that stops you from having that flake on your head. So because you're a man of the soil, you know.
I know.
But it doesn't mean that you are affiliated to any party. Yes.
Yes.
So I think
Yes,
I think now we're joined by Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's the Zim Expo co-founder and is based here in USA. Mr. Manjengwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, and thank you
for
having me on your program.
Thank you so much, Chonga.
Mama Njengwa Magadi. I want to rumpe nyikungoti inindaka ita zvekuya nesoka kuzime expo ndakazosvika zvichonzi yapera mai manje asi gore rino yati 3 days. Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tinotenda zvikuru muchiwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti tinzwo ini ndisina kukwanisa kunge ndiriko nevamwe vateereri varipo kuti vange vachinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei uye mikana ipi yavanowana nemiwo zvakare vanenge vachiitawo urongwa ihwu mikana ipi yamune muchiwanawo munyaya dzemabhizimusi. Kutandadzana, kuumba ushamwari nekuumba ukama. Maybe you can start by just explaining how the Zim Expo 2019 went by in Chicago.
Aiwa, yakaenda, it went by very fast. You know, we take a long time preparing and planning. And then when the time comes, yatopera. it went very well on Friday. Tangatine my passport, which is Friday and Saturday, and we had about 40 people that got help with my passport out on location. Munozi yakuno ku America, unofana kuenda ku embassy. Semunu, with the passport, it got renewed with my fingerprints, my application from Yako. And then, no shanda now, it's all Yaku, Expo, I don't get TV, so to put water bathy days, instead of you would want Wando Coco, one Yaku Expo. My last ever business dinner, Tarada now, Nimuar, my business is Wawiya Tiskatese, Papayawa Shoma, Rakwanda Chicken and Woody. Chicago does the traffic, my fight the Manero. As it arrived, I'm going to fight the Maningi, Mr. Fight the Manero, I came out to Chita Soso. That better would get dinner, the Ganolo is a wait, the Chitam Papa, Battle of the DJs, a Pano Akoma now and a Pana with our Shano, why to give Tana, Panya Kurita Manzi. Now I'm still Friday. Saturday, the Ramoka Kuriku with my passport to get a business expo. Maskati tichiona vasikana vakachigadzirira kuita fashion show achiita marehearsals Takapeta iwo marehetwa zvakuma 5 tichinonga kupana nonzi just signals of the airport anga uya kuti tandadza manhere musuwe Saturday. So manhero acho Saturday takazoita Miss Zimbabwe fashion show tika shongedzwa navasikana vaviri vanonzi Kamu mumwe wacho anonzi Edna. Vanhembe dzekuzimbabwe dzakanaka mane dzakatsvokwa nevanhu pastage. Then the fashion show vayaitwa tikawana anenge anohwina akanzi anonzi iye Nothando Chantel Jack nevateedzi vake vaviri mwacho anonzi Natalie Mushore nemwe anonzi Nyasha ndo vanga vachimuteedza pakuhwina neZimbabwe. Then at the same time takaita music yamukobana anonzi Shastro aimboipa nanastana kuzimbabwe ando kana kuibatsira nokutamba. Takapinda musikana anonzi Cynthia Munyawi ekubva kuzimbabwe akatiimbirawo tikavharuka musakano wedu wemusi wesaturday nemukubana anonzi Jazz Signal iye kubana westonye nouyauya anga ari kuno achitiimbira musi wesaturday. Musi wesunday takatiri kupark local park Oakbrook city park kwaka kuine makwikwi esoka all day. Pane timu yekuchicago ndiyo yakahwina timu pane timu yeku Atlanta yakaruza yekuindiana yakaruza neimwe timu ndiofunga kuti yange isindiana just escaped me but yaenda kuzohwinawo asi yekuchicago hukoko local team yakahwina ikahwina mukombe weZimex for 2019 Chicago. Ndokupetera kwetakaita makwikwi edu eZimex for 2019.
Aiwa pakabatwa basa apo vamanjengwa. Asi tichitarisawo amungati mahighlights, what were the highlights yeZimex for 2019?
I think the highlights tingangoti kuimba pa Jazz Signal baga kutifadza vanhu vese vanga varimo nekuhwina pa Nothando kuita neZimbabwe vakafadza vanhu vakawanda maningi. Ndoakangoti main highlights asi vanhu vemunharaunda vakauya kubatisuba passport zvakavarerukira maningi nekuti munezi yakawanda godi yako yevanawoko 3 kana murume nemukadzi kana muri 4 kutakura mhuri yese kubva kumba kwako kuenda kuDC kuita mapassport zvinoremera vanhu vakawanda zvinodhurira vanhu vakawanda. Saka kuuya kwevakaita panharaunda patinanga tiri kuita mapassport avo vakafara zvikuru naizvozvo. Saka that's a very good service that I think we're going to continue to provide the people zvinovafadza nekuvarerukira maningi izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are going to have some more voices of people that actually attended the Zim Expo, so we'll just put a video there. And Mr. Manjengwa, can you just stay on the line?
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's have the video now. Yes.
Salam Vegezela, Chitoro, Nivele Mperengwa, Ngilapa USA, at the Zim Expo, in the Western Zagadis, the Destiny. Sibone abantu. So kuntambama saba laba hlabelela abavele eZimbabwe sesilo Jazz Signal lo Cindy Munyani abantu bathabile sibili uyakwazi libona umuntu ovele ekhaya sibili sebe sijayele ukuphonga ukukhalisa ingoma kumaradio nokuma-TV kodwa sibe sibabona live sibili behlabela sibili kube kuhle abantu bebabukela bebona labo bebona ukuthi shuwa amazimbabwenzi bayasapota lokhu abakwenzayo. And kathesi lapha sesibukele umdlalo ibhora amazimbabwenzi bayadlala ingubhu so basegrounding so sibukele siyababona bedlala sibili so into enhle sibili etshengisela ukuthi lapho esivela khona eZimbabwe konke lokho kukhona kwenzakala noma singapha sikuchiye.
Hi guys, my name is Tatenda. Ndinogara muChicago, Westmont, Illinois, and ndinodzidza kuchikoro Brooklyn. And right here, as you can see, we're at ZMX for our soccer tournament, where we get to have a firm grasp of that family unit, of that family, of that Zim community, where we strengthen our bonds as a family abroad, and it's pretty much fun. And I want to shout out to the people who organized this event. It's very fun. I got to know some mentors, some people whom I didn't know, some people who actually give me some advice about life, and I got to be more proud of my own Zim community, and I want to thank the organizers. And yeah, thank you guys.
All right, thank you everybody else. We're here at Zim Expo, and my name is Samraigo Korere, and what we have here is a biltong, what we call biltong from home, and it's right here, and it's being made here.
Hi, my name is Nyasha Mufakure. I won second princess of Miss Zimbabwe USA, and I'm going to continue to do my work in making sure that we have Zimbabwean representation in America and have more of us beautiful girls on TV, on magazines, and I cannot wait to see what I do next in my life. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's me again. Ditwa Mailolo, guys. Just showcasing my biltong at Zim Expo. Vachada, $20 for the big packet. I have steak. I have the sliced one. It is spicy, ne it is plain. We aim tenge chimkuyu hamatsang.
In the US of A, and we have hot, we got it traditional, and we got it on garlic. And this is all Zimbabwean, definitely built on. Thank you very much.
So those are the people that were attending.
You know, I was wondering what you were chewing all along. So you were chewing
chimkuyu. Yeah, that chimkuyu.
You had fun, eh?
Yeah, so much fun. So apparently they wanted to pick me as number 9, one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the contract wasn't proper. So and I said next time, guys.
You were 20 in between training, you know, Dynamos or Highlander. Yeah.
So there was a Zisco steal. I went for that.
I understand, so we now have another Quiet guest.
So we've got Mr. Quiet Ngube, who is the Zim Expo co-founder, like Mr. Manjengwa. Baba Ngube, say, I'm going to hello, Mr. Ngube. Welcome to. Maybe Sukulu Shen Ngube. Hello. Okay. Yeah, Baba Ngube, kunjani?
Hayi, ngikhona, ngikhona njani, nani khona ngapha?
Sikhona kakhulu, siyabonga ukuthi lisinike leli thuba ukuthi singene khonapha, lingene khonapha kunkulumo yethu. So ke lichove njani kodwa?
Hayi, kuhambe kahle, siyathaba ukuthi impela viki singemva kwethu khathesi.
Mhm.
Sesingakhangela okuzayo kulomnyaka esiyongenayo.
Yes, singathi wena ukubona ngazani sibili abantu bakuthakazelele kakhulu, kuyini Baba Ncube?
Hayi, kuya ngokuthi ngubani okhuluma ngaye, okhuluma laye. Kungenani ezomgido zivele yizo ezithandwa nguZulu wonke. Abachichimbila abantwana babantu bakithi. Ngomgqibelo ntambama kwaze kwatshaya ihora lokuqala ekuseni yangesonto. Bechichimba begida kuthunquthuli nanxa kade kule khapheli. Uthuli luthunqile. Yiyo abayithakazelela kakhulu besokusiza le esithi i-beauty pageant. Ayibinhle sibili kakhulu izintombi kade zitshengisa ubuhle babo bazo zancintisana ke kade kule zintombi ezisificaminwembili. Hayi, kade bebahle abantwana babantu, bebahle sibili, bevathe bephelele. Kwakhethwa ke labo abayibona abatholakale besedlula amanye, kuvele uhamba njalo.
Yes, singathi ke kodwa nxa sesikhangela abantu ababuyileyo, sibili abantu bakhona osomabhizimusi abathe bakuthakazelele kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane labanye, liyake lilandelele libone ukuthi khonokho abakhulume ngakho kwenzakala yini.
Sikhuluma nje khonokho khathesi. Mm-hmm. Sesiqalisile ukuthi sikwenze. Namhla ntambama sizabe silomhlangano.
Mm-hmm.
Sizakukhangela konke okwenzakele ngempelaviki, okuhambe kahle lokungahambanga kahle, okusolakalayo lokungelansolo, okudinga ukuthi kwenziwe ngconywana ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Konke siyakuhlala phansi sihlangane sikubone ukuthi sihambe njani bese sikhangela ukuthi ngokuyini esingakwenza ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Ye, abantu siyabalalela sibili. Kunjenje sikhuluma sebeqalile ukuthi bafake okusembonweni wabo abakubonileyo, abakusolileyo labakuthakazeleyo. Siyabalalela sibili sesizama ukuthi senze ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Yikho kuqondileyo uma ufuna ukuthi uphumele.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho-ke baba Ncube ecingweni. Silabantu lapha-ke kufacebook abasilandelayo. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi, uMandla Handy Mahlangu. Kuzobuya labanye abaningi. UBruce Hlabangana-ke uthi siyabonga ukuphakamisa ukuphakama kwenu maZimbabwe amahle. Kuzobuya njalo usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi kuhle lamhla akukhulunywa ngezepolitics. Akula ongani kuyahlupha. Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Studio 7. Umbusani Mbuso Ntini uyabuza ukuthi kade kulabantu abanengakanani. Kuyakhanya yini lokuthi iZim Expo iyangaphi baba Dube? Sicela ukuthi ubaba uNcube asitshele ukuthi kambe iyangaphi nxa sokubuya iminyaka. So Mr. Mbuso Ntini is asking about
the next Zim Expo.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a question here, Mr. Ncube, about where Zim Expo is going. So can you give Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini some kind of response on that kind of an issue?
Yey, Mbusani, ungaphi siziva? Ngiyamazi ukuthi uMbusani.
Yeah, so uyabuza ukuthi kuya ngapi? Ukukhanya liya ngapi in terms of the future and lingabe lingapi next year kumbe into ezinjalo.
Okwa khathesi into esizama ukuthi sihlose kakhulu njengoba sisazi ukuthi iZimbabwe imi ngapi? Siyafisa lathi ukuthi sizama ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Imvijana leyo singayenza ikakhulu ezamabhizinis, ikakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi kulama opportunities anjani ekhaya laba abafuna ukwenza amabhizinis. Siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlangane le nkokheli zelizwe zekhaya ukuze sazi ukuthi i-diaspora singenzani okunganceda abantu bethu abangapha labangale. Ilizwe lethu singafaka isandla ngandlela bani. Sifuna ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi sizimisele lathi. iZim Expo kayisiyo business enkulu kakhulu, but imbono lemicabango lezifiso zikhona esifisa ukuthi sizenze. Ye, siyakholisa ukuthi senze nje eze ibhola lolamahi labaculayo, konke lokhu siyakwenza, but injongo yeZim Expo njengoba nje ibizo lisithi Zim Expo,
senze so baba Ncube. Ubamba kancane khonapho sithathe ubaba osecingweni lapha icingo lakhe longawa.
Thina mthelele Gibbs. Hello.
Hello, makasimba
yoko. Takasimba baba, zita ndiani?
Lizbel,
muri kupi baba?
Ndiri kuno ku Harare.
MuHarare, taurai chirongwa ndechenyu, tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndanokabata chokwa, tine nyaya ipi zviya?
Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezve Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica mukupera kwesvondo, kwaibatana vana veZimbabwe vachisangana vachiratidzana zvemabhizimusi, mikana yemabhizimusi, kutandadzana nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Okay.
Hello. Ndofunga vakata vanga vachifunga kuti vanga vachifunga kuti pane zviri kutaurwa zvimwe zvisiri handihandisina kunzwa kuti nyaya ipi iri kukurukurwa. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica mudunhu reIllinois muguta reChicago kwakasangana vana veZimbabwe. Regai tinzwe kuna vamanjengwa kuti vazhinji vanoda kuziva kuti sangano renyu kana kuti vari kuronga mutambo uyu chii chiri mazviri chamunowanawo imi. Alo, vamanjengwa. Alo, Mr. Manjengwa, are you still there? I think we are having a bad connection.
Yes, no. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was asking you, what's in for you guys to arrange this and plan the ZIMEXPO annually? Because ever since I came to the U.S., how many years ago, Gibbs?
Oh, some donkey years ago.
You yeah. guys, you have been entertaining us and we're looking forward yeah. to ZIMEXPO each year. What's in it for you guys?
It's just mostly from the kindness of our heart. We don't really do it for money. We want to do it for money. And hopefully, maybe in a couple of years, money will start coming out. But in the meantime, because of the business environment in Zimbabwe and the shortage of cash, it's just been difficult to have the industry in Zimbabwe come over and follow their customers. So basically, we're waiting for the climate to change, and we will be able to coordinate business-to-business relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe, and then we can start making money. So right now, we are just incubating business ideas and waiting for the environment to set itself straight so we can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anyone from Zimbabwe on the business side this year?
No. This year we did not. Last year we did.
Okay.
We had Barclays Bank last year, and I think the year before we had other people too. But this year we didn't have anybody from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And what about those in America or those American business people? Did they have the opportunity to come and exhibit there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had businesses that are based here in America following the Zimbabwean clientele here in America. So we had those. I think we had about 12 businesses that either were there on location or supported us financially online or through banners or online social media advertisement portals. So we had those. But we do want to connect them with the ones in Zimbabwe and be the middleman.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vama Njengwa. Rambai mchita yanyu. Zamuru kuita. Rambai muri parunare. Tibo turam tereri. We have a caller, Gibbs. Hello.
Hello. Magadi ingwe mananda warutawara.
Vama nanda magadi iku.
Nagazi sarando chukwa kanda kwa
kwa kwa. Wakato tanga wakupopotele ya mchiri ipozo. Kuti dofunga maito nzuka wamu wa shitaura nisho. Ataita ura. Saka atina usara tshukure ya yu. Ngambuka
anu. I was not a good person. Kuti waone kuti unyanzvi watina ho ku Zimbabwe wakambomera wose kana zvikwanisikawo kuti achidrawawo mainvestors anozoitawo kuti kunyika kunge kuchizotinakira nomati chingasvika kupi chigare chiri muno musango tisinganyanyorangarira kukumusa. So I would want to say the introduction of this program should be promoted. I think we should do. I have the work to the talk, which is Rambe Sakata Saizu. You know, think about it, maybe no Kuno South Africa, Sigadaro. I think by the time Patnosko, Makore, Mabiri, Matatumana, Sneza, Konikera, and those who are outside running out of confidence, when one is able to decide to be united and to have a positive mind and a positive thinking, how do we help our country back home, because at the end of the day, we shall go back home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ramananda. Tunoimba kuti vadare vedu vari kutinzwa. Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. I think, Mr. Ngube, you can respond to Mr. Mananda. What he said, that he actually started by thanking you for organizing the ZIMEXPO. And he says, is it possible that in the future you bring in big businesses so that they, Zimbabweans and other partners know what is happening in Zimbabwe?
So I guess Mr. Ngube's phone is actually dropped.
Okay.
Maybe you can redirect
it. So, Mr. Manjengwa maybe can respond to the caller who is requesting big businesses, or is saying, is it possible that you bring in big businesses? Though we know last year you brought in one of the big banks in Zimbabwe. So he's saying, can you bring big business companies to also showcase at the Zimi Expo?
Definitely. That's something that we are honestly working on. I think companies that want to harvest the diaspora, companies like Inyarazo, within the Tourism Authority, Minister of Tourism, Barclay Bank, or some of the big banks in Zimbabwe. We were talking to them this year. So that's they are on our radar, and we are going to start early this year. And as soon as the financial climate changes, we are going to pursue them and make sure that they are available for this coming year's expo.
Aiwa zvinofadza zvikuru zvamuri kuita vamanjengwa. Ndinoimba vakawanda vanenge vachinetseka kuti vangapindawo sei mukuratidzira kunenge kuchiitwa kuZimi Expo. How do you advertise, or how do you make people aware that the Zimi Expo, this is what is required of you to exhibit or to participate? How do you advertise?
We use our website, zimexpousa.com, that's all year round. But towards my events, I know it, I do not use the social media. We have a presence on Snapchat, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram. So we use that. We push out a lot of communication through our social media outlets. The issue basically is we normally get 200 people on location, but we cast out to thousands of people. So we normally have reacted to people as far out as Australia or England or Canada. They all hear about us. What I encourage the people to do is to stay connected, same as Zimbabweans. Let us stay connected to my local WhatsApp groups, or let us, let's not be living in islands. Because if you are living in an island, and you are in the middle of America, we have no way of getting to you. Now, we cannot push a WhatsApp message to you. So if you're in a community, join the local community WhatsApp group, be in communication with other Zimbabweans so that we can easily get to you with one or two hops. So we can get to you, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjunga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Ms. Worohle Ncube, one of the co-founder members of Zimi Expo. Ms. Ncube, we welcome you to the this program.
Thank you.
Now tell us, Zimi Expo is gone, and now maybe you are starting to prepare for next year. So what are you doing to make it bigger and better next year?
First of all, we need to vote for the next state, since we go different states, and we usually correct the next year from this year's Zim Expo. So since we just finished the Zim Expo, we are yet to sit down and meet to see where we need to improve or where we were a success so that we can carry it over to the next year.
So now, looking at what happened this year, are you really happy about everything?
Personally, yes, I was happy. I'm actually happy every year. Mm-hmm. But we do see sometimes some challenges that we need to correct for next year. So each venue is different, but I was happy this year.
Yes, singakhuluma ke ngesindebele. Singathi ke khona ukwenzakala lo nyaka uyakuthakazelela yini, manje?
Ngiyakuthakazelela kakhulu. Siyasange sibe labantu abaningi kakhulu njengamanye ama-expo, kodwa yona nje i-expo yakhona was well organized. Ihambe ngendlela ekade siyiplane ngayo. Zobe singafisa ukuthi engakade kube ngcono kulalo kade kuyikho khona.
Ye, siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bebedinga-ke ama-passports lama-birth certificates. Kuzobuya-ke Miss Zimbabwe USA kade khona layo, lama-clash of ama-DJ lana a-rechise sibili umculo omnandi. Kuzobuya le nguqu sibili. Kuyini okunye eliza kungezelela kuZimi Expo buyayo?
Okwakhathesi singathi asikahlangani ukuthi sibone ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyini esingakungezelela ukuthi kuthabise abantu isikhathi esiningi siba lento ezifana nayo kodwa nje sijinja ama artists every year sizama ukuthi silethe umuntu othandwa ngabantu so this year sinanzelela ukuthi iartist esiyilethile ithandwe ngabantu kakhulu kulamanye ama artists esiwalethe
so
entertainment ukuthi ama Zimbabweans abanye ngabathanda entertainment abanye ngabathanda ibusiness yethu sizama ukuthi sikuhlanganise konke ka one ukuthi sikholisise wonke umuntu so as far as the entertainment siyabona ukuthi ayikhanye ngani siyenza right ngoba abantu bayathakazelela i-entertainment esilayo ngoba ungananzelela yiyo ekade nganile abantu abaningi so sokufanele siqinise kakhulu ku-business side
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
zinofadza
kakhulu
ya ndizvozvo ndauda kuitawo artist manje
oh you want to sing
ndauda kuibova
you know what will happen is somebody to make you only have one person watching
you
the owner of the mic
you thank you so much Miss Ncube please do stay on the line gives me what I saw zvanyorwa nevatereri pa Shona viewer Shona Facebook page ndirikuona panongori nevanhu vari kungotizivisa kuti vari kuona vari kupi hapana vazhinji vari kukomenda zvikuru vari South Africa andofunga nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina ruzivo nemafambiro akaita mutambo wekuno asi tina Bulia Leonard anzi watching from Windhoek kuNamibia uko Patricia Sivanda Burawa watching from Hyde Park South Africa Edith Gara watching from Gaborone kuBotswana Witness Junior Nu Muchekwa anzi ndakatarira chirongwa icho chino ichi ndiri mutembisa zviri sei ikoko kwamuri then Amos Ngwenya watching from Johannesburg tichaona chiminya in Lusaka Mampo Shava watching from Bryanston South Africa Almafira Kurewa anzi from Bots ari muBotswana then Prosper Machizera anzi call me ndonzi Pride Simango ndobva kuchipinge izvozvi ndiri ku South Africa. Okay, ndofunga ndimkoma Pride Simango vashandisawo phone yava Prosper Machizera vachitaura kuti vafonere tichaedza kuti vafonere then tatenda Nigel Muyambwa anzi ndiri paLusaka Jonga uri sei aiwa ini ndakasimba tinotenda zvikuru ndo vari kutevera chirongwa vachiona zvatiri kunzwa nokunzwa zvatiri kukurukura pano Gibbs.
Jeff Maswanise uti dube sengikona la mikona pake estikini kuhamba njani. Jeff lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngeZim Expo kati khona phele ngesonto kati kulabantu sibili kula ngale kuZim Expo kati bebukisa impahla etshiyeneyo kuzobuya ke le nguqu sibili kati dlala okumangalisayo abafana bangikhona ngababona ingxeba ngayidla sibili yayilenda kumbe bayishaye bebhuqa iDynamos lapho nyalitshela sibili bebedlala sibili jonga
banotamba
bayadlala kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe siyabona ke ukuthi intombazana intombazana leyo kuthiwa nguChantel Jack ukumbeke elinye ibizo lakhe ekade lisebenzisa nguNotando utshayele sibili okuzwayo nguye phela obe Miss Zimbabwe USA so ke kube sokubuya uNyasha Matsakure loCatherine Mashora Mushore ibakade bemlandela so lapho sibili hayi ngamantombazana angani ayenza akwenzayo yes sizakuthiwa ke sile khona
laphaemtereri rekaitinzou ndiyani ari parunare allo allo
allo
makadi
ndivo makadi murutaura na Lisbel
mukoma Lisbel foni yenyange yazombodonha pai saka tisina kuzenge tanzwanana
okay ndanga chitaonya kuti vanga chiti bato redu rinenge richiratidzira zvatidzirwa uko zvakatambirwa zvakadii tingakwanisa kubvunzani
nhasi manje taa tichingotarisa Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica kuChicago nemikana ingaitwawo notonde muAmerica asi munyika dzakasiyana-siyana mune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari mudiaspora mikana yakadai inokubatsiraiwo zvakadimi mikana mukava muri kunze kwenyika ndo zvata tichikurukura nhasi saka mukana wekuti tinge tichizonzwa kuti musangano wekongresi wakafamba zvakadii handi mukubvunza zvekongresi
ndachibvunza kuti handiti vatiranga richiti kwanzi tiri kundo ratidza zviratidzwa zvedu nekushambadza ivi vari kuAmerica ikoko saka havana kuzotudza kuti zvakafamba sei
vari vebato here
halo
mati vebato here
ehe
ibato ripi randiri kubvunza
MDC Alliance
MDC Alliance Taona ma video achiratidzwa apa kuti vakanga variko vachiti vari kuita vari kuti shoe drive kuedza kukokorodza mbatya zvikuru shangu kune vanenge vachikwanisa kunge vachivabatsira kana kubatsira vari kutambura vari kumusha iwo kana vaunganidza vanozonogoverawo kune vanotambura vanenge vachidizevha kunge vachipiwa kumusha ndozvataona zvakaitwa neMDC pavakanga vari kuZim Expo ndozvaratidzwa pamavhidhiyo ataona akatorwa namukoma Gibbs vatiinawo panapa.
Okay, has no tambirwa.
Aiwa maita basa mukoma Liz Bell.
Okay, amene zvakanaka.
Thank you so much. Yeah, andoona inonzi accountability.
Yes.
Mukoma Liz Bell varikufona vari kuHarare. Vada kunzwisisa kuti takanzwa kuti bato redu rairatidzira ikoko ku Zim Expo. Zvizvi rakaita tonzwa nani.
Yeah, exactly.
So the good thing is une ma video inonzi V11. Une V11.
Yeah, that's a scheme of things.
Yes.
Yes, so let's go back to Sikoluhle Ncube. Usakhona yini Mancube ecingweni? Nalo Sikoluhle Ncube ukhona ecingweni Ntombendala? Kungazana amafoni lapha angena nzima. Ukhona yini Mancube?
Ngiye ngkhona.
Oh yes, sorry lapha ukayazani umanjinela lapho uthi uyabamba imthina ngambona ngazani isithupha sijemile kodwa hayi songani sokuright. So ke akutsho ke Mancube ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho uMiss Zim Expo, Miss Zimbabwe USA, kambe ukuthi kube khona khona kumncintiswano kutshoni kumantombazana?
Miss Zim Expo ikunika amantombazana i-confidence ye-beauty ukuthi besebenzise i-beauty yabo lengqondo zabo ukuyakhompitha labanye besiya phambili nje okwempilo yabo nje. So anti abantu isayizi lezi ezincane ngoba silama requirements ukuthi umuntu kufanele ebe certain age group, ebe lama certain qualities. So siyabe sihlanganisa amankazana ama same qualities kodwa sebe computer bonke ukuthi besibone olengqondo ukukhalipha wawo.
Yeah, so in English the question is what's the purpose of having Miss Zimbabwe USA?
You want me to translate that?
Yeah, can you say it again, you know, in English?
Well, I guess, you know, if beauty pageant show is mainly for young women who have the beauty, the brain, and the confidence, who are there to compete with each other so that they can advance to other beauty pageants, bigger beauty pageants like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. I guess you are on lunch, but stay on the line then. So, ubambe kona ponga ikachana mangu.
Yes, rikaitinzwe kuna vamanjengwa nguva dzese dzinenge dzakuda kunanaira kuti dzichisvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanhu vangada kuzwa kuti kana vakanga vachipiwa mukana wokuuya vachiratidzira kana kushambadza zvavanoita kana mabhizimisi avo nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanenge vachitarisirwa kubhadhara mari here kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa?
Ichokwadi, isusu basa vedu reZim Expo tinogadzira platform where people can come and market themselves. So those people that want to harvest our people that we bring together, we ask them for a small token of appreciation so that they can easily set up and market to our people. So kachinzikacho tinoda about $300 depending on what you're doing. But tinogona kuita manegotiations. Vanobvakure nevatadzava mari imwe yakati ombichana, asi tinokumbira madonations kachinzikacho kuna macompanies kuti vabatsirane nesu kuti tigone kupresenta the platform to the people. Normally iyo vanasuke vava nanakwanobe nanatena ndivo vanobhadhara mari yacho. Saka munoziva kamuri pamahotels pana mafees anenge achidiwa kubhadhara hotel. Vanohotel havana fund da mari dzavo. So for us to be able to continue to do this year in and day out, we normally request that business people to either sponsor the girls or sponsor the hotels and give us some money so we can be able to work hard to make it, to make the environment more conducive for business.
Iko vano tengesa mune mchi wabvumizwa yenyu kuti vanga vachitengesawo zvakare kana kungoratidzira chete zvavanenge vachigadzira asi musingazoita kuti vatengese ipapo.
Vanotengesa ipapo. Kazhinji kacho vanotengesa hembe, vanotengesa mabhuto, vanotengesa zvakasiyana siyana. Even vanoita shipping, vanoita some insurance, they can come and sell ipapo on location. What normally we don't allow, what the hotel doesn't allow, is for you to come and sell wet food in the hotel for liability purposes. They don't let you sell sajza or nyama or hotel. But you can go park, go picnic on Sundays, barbecue, you can sell anything you want to sell there with no problem. Mm. But mostly people selling to make money, you would like them to pay us first before they can sell.
Thank you so much. We understand kuti pane bashida mari dzekubhadhara mahotel.
Yeah, kunjani.
Kubhadhara nzvimbo yatingati venue. Saka iwo Gibbs kana kuti unotengesawo chauyi nacho kana kuti kumushambadza unofanira kuisawo kamari kana uzoendawo kunobhadhara towards the venue. Eh, azvinozikana izvo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kuti kumele abantu bebekwazi khonoko. Yeah. So ke Mancube, nxa ungatshela abantu sibili ukuthi ukwenzela ukuthi uye kuZim Expo khona ngale kuyini okufunakalayo. So kwelo hle Ncube uyangizwa mama.
Sorry, well sitting.
Yeah, ukuze uye kuZim Expo kufunakalani ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuya kuZim Expo. Ngiyakutshela abantu ngamafutshane mama.
Siya ngokuthi nithi ukufuna ukubuya uzobuyela kumbe ukufuna ukuzo participator.
Who's a participator, ma'am?
We have to contact us over here or but when Ufunu Wenzan, Joba Slama Department actually and Nayanjang. Now Ufuna Uzo Yenza e business. Yeah, Tenga Iputi, Lefi Utena Iputi, Ubuya Uzo Showcase into Zaho or Ufunu Kenisa. Loba Ufuna Uguti Uwe Iport member for that year. Siya was Siya Wamuya Laputi Uguti. Ubuye ube board member for that year.
Mhm.
Then abafuna nje ukuzosibukelela, abafuna abanye bafuna nje ukuzosikholisela kuphela. Nabo ba welcome siya bathi ba update ku website ya ku Facebook.
Aha. So kulabo abangazwanga ngicela ukufaya ngesikhiwa ukuthi what does it entail for people to come and exhibit and generally for a member of the public to come there for Zim Expo. Can you tell them briefly?
Everyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Is welcome to come and exhibit. The only thing that we can do, we have less tolerance for is politics. We don't accept politics. So that's for peace sake. But everyone else is welcome to come and showcase whatever product that they have. It can be groceries, it can be food, it can be something that's social media, internet, it can be clothes, anything. We welcome it. We welcome everyone. Then if you want to join to be a board member for whatever year it is, you are still welcome to put your money down and invest for that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the girls who want to join the beauty pageant, we have our requirements. We give you the requirements. You have to be a certain age and all these other requirements. You have to meet the requirements.
Yes.
So that if you win, you still qualify to compete with other bigger pageants because they do the same requirements.
And there's an urgent message here from Mr. Moses Ncube. He's saying, how about a male fashion show at Zim Expo? And why female models only? And not males. Just briefly, 30 seconds.
Yeah, because most beauty pageant shows, you see, the winner has to go and compete for other beauty pageant shows like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have to have a male, it will just be for entertainment sake, but not that the winner will go anywhere.
Okay.
Because the winner has to represent Zim Expo wherever they go. So if it's a male, it will just be entertainment. We actually welcome... We do welcome those ideas.
Thank you.
Just to spice up the entertainment time. Because most people like entertainment.
Thank you.
So to boost the entertainment we can, that's actually a very good idea. We do accept.
Thank you very much. Our time is out, so thank you so much. Maybe we have to contest for the Mr. Zim Expo.
Mr. Zim Expo.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm not contesting.
Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Anes Umanyengwa, Mr. Quiet Ncube, and Ms. Sukolohle Ncube. All these are Zim Expo co-founder members. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, Junga Kandemiri, Tostangana Mshulongwa, Studio 7, Tunotevera, Mora Shaganaka.